American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Power outages were being reported late afternoon in Louisiana as Francine made landfall in southern Louisiana in Terrebonne Parish, about 30 miles south-southwest of Morgan City, as a Category 2 hurricane. Maximum sustained winds were estimated to be near 100 miles per hour. Fox Weather's Robert Ray was in Houma, Louisiana.
But power outages are on the uptick. We expect to see those increase throughout the night as these big winds are coming in the northeast eyewall of Hurricane Francine, making its way through Houma, a fishing village, a great area of Louisiana. These people, they know storms well, and that's why we really haven't seen anyone out on these streets all day.
The National Hurricane Center says Francine is expected to cross southeastern Louisiana tonight, then move northward across Mississippi tomorrow and tomorrow night. Folks across the country are remembering the lives lost 23 years ago during the 9/11 terror attacks. Here's Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Hundreds taking part in the annual Colorado 9/11 firefighter stair climb, doing 9 laps around the Red Rocks Amphitheater, said to be the equivalent of the 110 floors of the World Trade Center's Twin Towers.
Although we did lose 3,000 Americans that day and 343 firefighters, they saved upwards of 20,000 lives that day. So they did an amazing job rescuing so many people.
Organizer and West Metro firefighter Sean Duncan speaking with Denver's Fox 31 News. Folks turning up to Boston's Fenway Park to donate blood for the annual National Day of Remembrance blood drive. And thousands of American flags are flying at Tempe Beach Park in Arizona, each with a bio card detailing a life lost that day. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Inflation eased in August to the lowest level in about 3 years. Here's Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn.
House Democrats are celebrating 2.5% inflation. They think it's a sign that the Biden-Harris economic policies are working. But even though prices did not increase as much as they have been, they aren't going down. They're still way up from where they were before Biden and Harris took office. House Republicans hearing from farmers, energy industry experts, and economists who point the blame at the Biden-Harris administration for fueling inflation with their economic and energy policies. And some Republicans calling out Harris for flip-flopping on fracking.
The drop adds to the Federal Reserve's case for an interest rate cut as inflation heads closer to the 2% target. Speaker Mike Johnson pulled a vote today on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies and programs funded for 6 months, as it became increasingly clear the measure lacked the support to pass as a potential partial government shutdown looms. The legislation to continue government funding when the new budget year begins on October 1st includes a requirement that people registering to vote must provide proof of citizenship. Congress needs to pass a stopgap spending bill before October 1st to avoid a shutdown. A conservative political scientist and election analyst says Kamala Harris far exceeded the bar of expectations in last night's debate in Philadelphia. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
It was a frustrating night for former President Donald Trump, as the ABC moderators continually fact-checked him, while Harris was never fact-checked. While the bias of the moderators was a big part of the post-debate discussion, commentators on both Fox News and Newsmax said he lost the debate. Trump did drive home the core message of his campaign: inflation and immigration are hammering Americans. Dr. Charles Dunn is Professor Emeritus of Government at Clemson University.
She far exceeded the bar of expectations for her, and he never came up to the bar of expectations. She won the battle for expectations, and he lost. She prepared, he didn't.
But Dunn says Trump must go back on the offensive.
Once you give up, you've lost. Donald Trump didn't get to where he is by giving up and not having a strong case to make. The ball is in his court now, and he needs to take the positive side. The fact that there's still some of the negatives that we pointed out, she has to deal with those negatives, and he has to attack her on those negatives. I like to take the high road and not the low road.
I'm Robert Thornton.